Falcon Cast Podcast, the ultimate podcast for the ultimate fan.
Now, here's AtlantaFalcons.com's own Jay Adams and Daniel Cox.
Falcons fans, welcome in. It's another edition of the Falcon Cast Podcast here on AtlantaFalcons.com. I'm Jay Adams. To my left is not Daniel Cox. To clear that up right off the bat, Daniel Cox not sitting to my left this week. This is Morgan Alverson, our social media coordinator. You may follow her on Twitter at Falcons Morgan. That's that's where you live.
Email. Still feels weird to call me Morgan Alverson, though.
Yeah, no, it really does, because you just got married.
I did.
2 weeks ago, so congratulations, Morgan.
Thank you very much.
And you had a nice little honeymoon.
I did. And while you were working the draft.
While I was working the draft. And so Morgan handles all the social coverage. So when you get mad at, like, the main account, the main Atlanta Falcons Twitter account, you're yelling at this poor, sweet, innocent girl.
And it's not very nice.
It's not very nice. No, but Morgan hears everything, both positive and negative and even indifferent at times.
That's
and,
right.
But Morgan just got married, and Morgan's, what is it, maiden name?
Yes.
Is Andrew. So Morgan Andrew.
Correct.
And your husband's name is Andrew Alverson. And
yes.
For ever since the engagement, we around the office have been trying to petition Morgan to have her husband take her last name, so his name would be Andrew.
Yes.
So, but we call him Andrew anyways.
Right. Most people do.
Yeah.
That's his name.
That's his name. Because he really is Mr. Andrew.
Legally, right? We decided not to do that, but
we went Alverson.
Yeah.
With the,
you can still call him that.
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah. Honeymoon was good, though.
Great. We went to St. Lucia.
Good.
Which was awesome.
Nice.
I kind of thought about you guys a little bit.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
But.
You didn't.
It was fun.
Good.
It was a lot of fun.
Good. Well, this is your first appearance on the podcast. What do you think
so far?
It's pretty.
I'm excited.
Interesting. Daniel is not able to join us this week, but we needed a replacement, and you weren't really doing anything.
Not really. I don't really do much.
No, I know.
That's a joke. I do a lot.
No, kidding.
I'm excited though.
We brought Morgan on. We feel like this show, if anything, needs a female touch at times. So
the department needs a female touch.
Right. Exactly.
That's what I'm here for,
and that's what you're here for. So, but we are here a day departed. As you're watching this is Thursday. We're recording this from the first. Well, the first OTA session that we could watch. They actually started on Tuesday. But OTA started this week, and the Falcons were out on the field, and we get to watch one day per week. And I think a lot of people are confused on that about when coverage comes, and I wish that we could be out there every day, but not possible.
No,
we get 1 day.
So take it while you can.
And exactly. So yesterday was that day. Excuse me. Wednesday was that day. And we were out there, we were watching all the practice, and we wrote a lot of stuff, and we put up a lot of photos and videos and things like that. So we hope you enjoyed that coverage.
It was great stuff, too.
Oh, phenomenal, right?
Always.
I mean, come on. So, but we're going to kind of expand on that and give three things, each of us. Mm-hmm. So that's six total, if you're keeping score at home and you like math.
3 + 3 = 6.
That's what I've heard. We're going to give you three things that we individually noticed and the things that stood out, I guess, from the first session that we were able to watch of OTAs. So since you're the guest here, the first female sit-in guest, I'm going to give you the honor of going first with your observation.
Females first, right?
That's right.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes.
All right. So my number one thing that I noticed yesterday, Desmond Southward.
Yeah.
He is the safety from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Drafted him in the third round.
Yeah.
He has dreads, long dreads.
Mm.
Very nice dreads.
Okay.
He likes to whip his hair a lot. He loves his hair. I'm serious about this. I noticed him on the sidelines. He was whipping it back, looking real nice.
He
takes care of his hair.
Of all the things that you noticed yesterday.
Southward's hair. That wasn't what you were talking about?
No. I was looking more for like football kind of stuff.
Okay, I'm kidding. In all seriousness.
Okay.
We'll get serious now.
Okay.
He does have nice hair.
Everybody's at home like clicking like pause. What is going on here?
Okay. He does have nice hair, but in all seriousness.
That was Morgan's version of a joke.
Yeah. Not very good.
No, I thought it was great.
It's okay.
But go ahead.
Okay, so I was watching a lot of the linebackers. Prince Shimbo, he's from Notre Dame, fourth round picked. And the linebackers are out there, you know, working with their coaches. And I noticed Prince Shimbo would go up to a lot of the veterans, specifically Weatherspoon, who was out there, asking a lot of questions. Anytime he was on the sidelines, he would go up to them, working with them. Am I doing this right? What do I need to do? Doing different moves, having them show him stuff. He's really interested in learning from them, doing a great job at it. He knows he needs to learn quick. You know, the rookies don't have a lot of time this year. I think he's doing a great job, and what he's supposed to be doing is learning from them. And he really wants to make this team, and he's working hard, and he looks good because he's learning from some really great linebackers.
Yeah, I totally noticed that as well. And the thing with Shimbo that's interesting, and I think one of the big reasons why he would want to try to pick as many brains as he possibly can is the fact that, you know, Mike Smith said during rookie minicamp, this is a guy that could play inside linebacker, you could play outside linebacker, you could play defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
It's three positions. And especially when you throw in the mix of inside linebacker, you know, mm-hmm. you're responsible. You're basically the quarterback of the defense. And there's
right.
a lot to learn if you're an inside linebacker. So for him specifically, I mean, his head's got to be spinning quite a bit, and I would
sure.
think that during, you know, these cases where the rookies are working with the veterans, that you want to pick as many of those veteran brands as you possibly can.
Yeah.
The other thing I noticed too was, and this is not one of my things, but Paul Warlow was mm-hmm. a source of knowledge yesterday for some of the rookies.
Absolutely.
And you know, when you think about where Paul was a year ago from now, and think about how he was in that place and his head was spinning and he's just trying to make a spot,
mm-hmm.
practice squad or 53 man roster, whatever, you know, and now he's being asked questions. And I think it was Yawen Smallwood.
Yes.
Pulled him aside yesterday and was working with him, mm-hmm. as well as Brendan Daly from Hawaii, the undrafted linebacker. So
he's one to learn from, too, because he was in their
sure.
spot. He was the undrafted guy just trying to make the team any way he could. And now look at him. He's
yeah.
one of our leaders on defense.
If anybody knows how to be a rookie and come in and make an impact, I would say it would be Paul Warlow.
I would say
and,
so, too.
So certainly a good one to pick. And mm-hmm. I think from that spot with so many young linebackers, I think you're going to see that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
As we continue through OTAs and we continue into veteran minicamp, I think you're going to see a lot of kind of the younger guys leaning on anybody who's got any experience.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
So good. That's a good one. So one big thing I noticed, and I think big is going to be a theme in today's podcast, but the size of the offensive line, I think, is just for those non-believers out there who are not convinced that the Falcons have done enough on the offensive line.
They're crazy.
Got news for you. look, the offensive line looks bigger, and I'm not even just talking about the new additions. Obviously, Jake Matthews is a sizey guy. John Ezomoa, I feel like we aren't talking about that guy enough.
No.
This guy is going to be so solid for the Falcons, obviously in pass protection, but I think in the run game, you're going to be able to run right up behind him and you're going to be able to pick up some yards. But I think the size of these guys is just what really stands out. But I think, you know, you look at Sam Baker yesterday, and Smitty even mentioned it after practice, is just the amount of weight, good weight, that
yes.
Sam has put on in the offseason. And he looks like he's hanging pretty loose with the knee. You know, you come off a knee injury, sometime you're a little hesitant. He looks like he's completely confident in his knee, and you know, he looked good out there.
He did.
But he also looked big, and all of these guys look big. And you know what, when you're practicing against Paul Soliai and Tyson Jackson,
you better be big.
You better be big, or you better have some tricks up your sleeve.
Yeah. Cause,
there's some guy, I mean, really, Joe Hawley was the smallest guy out there, and Joe is still a pretty big guy.
He is pretty
By
big.
NFL standards, he's probably a little short, but I mean,
bigger than me.
He's bigger than you. Not hard to do, Morgs.
Yeah.
But, you know, Joe, if we're using him as a size comparison, I mean, it was like this on the left side, and then center, and then this on the right
yeah.
side. I mean, just big, big guys. So
huge. Smitty said, you know, the whole team in general, he wanted them to get bigger but healthy weight. And they accomplished that.
Yeah.
I mean, our team is a lot bigger.
Yeah.
In general.
I agree. Also. You've got a couple of points about that.
Yeah, that leads to my next thing that I noticed.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, if you're looking at our defensive line, if I'm a quarterback, whether I've been in the league a couple years, a rookie quarterback, no matter what, I'm scared to death. If I look across there and I see Tyson Jackson, Paul Soliai, then you got Babineau, who's been in the league for a while, and he's pretty big too.
Yeah.
Those guys are huge.
Yeah.
Like, Tyson Jackson could eat me in one bite. I'm serious. He is humongous. It's scary.
Yeah.
And they look good.
I tweeted out yesterday after practice, I said, Tyson Jackson is easily the biggest guy out there.
He's probably bigger than Soliai.
And people were like, what? I'm like, look, I'm telling you. He's I think he's a little taller, maybe by an inch, and he might be like a smidge wider than him too.
Mm-hmm.
And Soliai certainly casts an imposing figure, but you look at Tyson Jackson, I'm like,
that
oh
is
my
a big
God.
Dude.
God,
mm-hmm.
Like he is going to be able to split double teams, and that's to kind of bounce off of your point. Watching Paul Soliai during some of the team activity yesterday and the way he is able to split double teams. This is a guy that comes into every game, knows that he's going to get two offensive linemen mm-hmm. on him basically every time he's on the field.
Yeah. I mean, you have to.
Exactly.
If you're opposing him,
you have to. I mean, that's the best strategy for you. And this guy immediately knows and can identify where that double team is coming from. And he's able to split it, and somehow this guy is able to make himself a little smaller and get right through it. It was really impressive watching him mm-hmm. kind of show what has made him into what was a highly touted free agent.
Yes.
Going into the offseason and a Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And he's picking up things pretty well, too, pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, he said yesterday there's a lot. I mean, he's pretty much where the rookies are, except he's got the NFL knowledge. So he has a little bit of the knowledge and the terminology. But he's picking up the new terminology and what he needs to be doing really well.
Absolutely. All right. Well, the next thing I noticed, Croy Bierman is back.
He's back.
Croy is back on the field, and we love seeing it. Croy looked good yesterday.
He did.
And I'll say this, and I've talked to a lot of my colleagues around the building, and the consensus just seems to be that he was the unsung loss of the season last year. You know, when he went down, everybody looks at, you know, Julio losing him for the season, certainly a huge loss,
right.
Of course. But I think people underestimated the loss of Croy Bierman and just his versatility, what he can do, what he brings to the field.
Exactly.
He looked great yesterday.
He did. He's worked really hard to get back out there, and I think he's doing great. He's right back to where he needs to be, and
he
probably ahead of track.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about, like, hesitancy on injuries and coming back. I didn't notice any from mm-hmm. him either. And an Achilles injury is
it's a tough one.
That's a tough one to come back from, and he looks phenomenal. He's taking care of himself.
Mm-hmm.
He looks good. He worked both with he worked mostly, I think, with the outside linebackers, with Mark
yes.
Collins and the outside
yes.
linebackers. I don't know that I noticed him working too much at defensive end.
Not too much. I saw a little bit.
A little bit, mm-hmm. but most of his time was spent with the outside linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good.
But having that versatility back out there and mm-hmm. the ability to use them for both. I mean,
sure.
We need that.
Yeah, absolutely. And just, it's good to see him back.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Anyways, Croy Bierman's certainly an impressive guy.
Happy to have him back.
Happy to have him back.
Welcome back, Bierman.
So, there you go.
All right. So, my last thing that I noticed.
Is it about hair?
Not about hair.
Okay.
No. It can be if you
want.
No,
it's fine.
Okay. I was also watching the running backs, fullbacks, the backs.
Yes.
We have gotten, you know, bigger is our theme. We have gotten a lot bigger there.
Yeah.
You know, Steven Jackson came in and everyone was like, whoa, that's a big dude, which he is. But our group in general has gotten to where we're all big.
Yeah.
I mean, they're taller, they're bigger, they're strong, they're fast. They know what they're doing. And in particular, I was looking at Jerome Smith, which Syracuse guy, I know. You're a little partial to him.
I am. I'm biased.
But He reminds me a lot of Jason Snelling. And, yeah. you know, losing him for retiring, big deal. We're going to miss him. And we need someone to replace him and his versatility as well. I mean, you talk about versatility. There's yeah. another guy that can do a lot. And Jerome Smith, he looks good. And he's an undrafted guy, but he can come in there. And I can see him taking over where Jason Snelling was.
I completely agree with you. I think he's built exactly like him. Mm-hmm. Now, the running back position is crowded.
Yes. A lot of guys there. There's a lot of guys out there.
A lot of guys there. You lose Snelling, but you drafted a guy, Devontae Freeman. You expect a lot out of him.
Right. And I will mention, we didn't see him yesterday or Wednesday.
Right.
He was at the NFLPA event. Yes. So he had an excused absence. Yeah, exactly. He wanted to be out there.
But. Exactly.
So I can't compare him, but.
Right. But just when you look at some of the undrafted guys, there's certainly some big running backs, Smith among them, but he seems like he can do everything that Jason Snelling can do. Mm-hmm. He would be my dark horse to make the roster. I think a lot of people would be surprised at that with the number of running backs that are currently there, but I think he fits in just that he's a fullback, he's a running back, he can catch passes, he can pass protect, he can lead right. block, he can do it all. And
that's
I think,
what you want yeah. out there.
And you remember Jason Snelling? I mean, he was a seventh round pick. You're talking about some real good value out of that particular role. You're not looking for a guy who's going to carry the ball 20 times a game,
right?
But he's going to be an integral part of your offense. And I think the Falcons are going to miss Jason Snelling a little more than people think.
Yes,
just with everything that he was able to do, kind of like Croy last year. Croy was able to do a lot of different things, and when he's off the field, you notice.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you can get Jerome Smith or any of those guys really to do half of what Jason Snelling.
I mean, they all look good.
Yeah.
They're big.
So.
They're big.
Cool. All right. Well, my last one, we'll wrap it up here with Ricardo Allen. You know, everybody's got their steal of the draft, right,
yeah.
for the Falcons. And there's a lot of candidates this year. You know, during rookie minicamp, Tyler Starr stole the show, and we gloat about him here. I think a lot of people are thinking Desmond Southward could be the steal of the draft for
nice
the Falcons.
Hair.
Great hair from him. Clearly that factored into the draft process. Prince Shembo, I've heard people raving about him on Twitter. I think Ricardo Allen, I'm going to throw his name in there as a potential candidate for steal of the draft. He looked really good yesterday. He was going up against some veteran receivers. Now, look, Roddy and Julio were not here during OTAs. But going up against some of the guys who were on the practice squad last year, Darius Johnson, who was on the main roster, he looked solid. And you've got some candidates in here to play nickel and play dime. You got your Robert McClains. You bring in Javier Arenas. You bring in Josh Wilson. I like Allen to potentially leapfrog all of them. And you've got a really young secondary in the first place, but this guy just seems to fit in. I don't know. I'm judging this off of a rookie minicamp, which he looked really good. And I think that if, you know, maybe Star didn't kind of shine as much, maybe he would have gotten a little bit more attention. Matt Moore is shaking his head behind the camera. Look at him. Then maybe we would have talked a little bit more about Ricardo Allen. But I think he just looks really good, and from a rookie perspective, I mean, kind of reminds me of Robert Alford last year at this time.
Oh, I can see that.
Comes in, and you're like, wow, this kid, like, you talk about NFL ready. I mean, he looks NFL ready. And we'll see. Look, I want to see him against Roddy. I want to see him against Julio.
Right.
It's a completely different ball game. I want to see him against Harry. But just – He looked like the wide receivers who were supposed to be on his level, he looked step above them.
Maybe they're working him up to the Roddy Julio.
Could be. You got to take those steps. You can't
I don't
just
know if you want to jump into that because that is scary.
I wouldn't want to do that.
No.
So how was your first podcast experience? It was pretty good.
This was good. This was fun.
Well, maybe we'll
hope
have you
I
back.
Did okay.
We'll see if Daniel will let you back in here.
Please, Daniel.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, we're going to take a week off because most of our staff is going to L.A. next week for the NFL digital meetings. So we will not be with you next week, and our apologies, but that's just the way it's got to be. Morgan and I are going to hold down the fort here in Flowery Branch, but we don't know how to run cameras. So
sorry.
Not in our skill set.
We can tweet.
We can tweet. But we'll can't be tweeting and writing up a storm from OTAs. But no podcast next week. We will be back the following week. So join us then. Thanks for joining us today, and we will see you next time here on the Falcon Cast podcast.